Welcome, everyone. Good evening. Looking forward to a beautiful ceremony tonight. And we will settle in. So, a few reminders. If you could respect the suggestion, it's more than a suggestion. For me, it's a requirement, but there is to be no connection with any outside media while you're participating in the class. So, not checking your phone, being on your computer while you're listening, doing something else while you're involved in the class. And the other thing would be to really be sitting with your feet flat on the floor and you fairly upright, not leaning back. The reason for this, there's a few. First of all, we will feel the intrusion of the external energies that come from any devices that you put your attention to while in ceremony with us. And second of all, you're not a passive participant here. You're a very active participant. You are part of the ceremony. Your being is very involved with what we're doing in each class. And so when you think of yourself as passive, it kind of gives you permission to drop out a bit. If you think of yourself as a participant in a ceremony, it sparks a sense of self-respect. And I don't know, spiritual depth to wake up and come forward. To know that you participate in something so sacred, so transformative, that it enlarges the spiritual sense within you so that it becomes more present in your daily life. Just letting that sink in here. And there's a transmission that came with these words to help you feel more of a participant, more of an active participant, a ceremonial participant, let's say that. We're engaging in a transformative experience here. It's very real, very powerful. And it's the one place that we can protect the space that we're in from any outside influence that would draw the energy into a lower frequency. And to know that you have a space where it's clearer, cleaner, where you can release and free up the heavy energies that collect during a day, during a week, during a year, during a lifetime. because the space is being maintained with respect and honor. It might be a rare experience in our lives these days. So I'd like to maintain that in our classes. So, no playing computer games or scrolling your messages and texts and social media, just for the period of time we're together. Anyone have a comment about that?
Yeah, it's Fran.
Uh-huh.
And it's really interesting to me that I didn't realize there was a transmission. And I was moved during what you were saying to affirm within my being that I am an active participant. So I love how that ties in.
Thank you.
Thank you.
We're starting to settle in. There's a lot of chaotic energy coming into the class tonight. A lot of sadness, a lot of tears. And most of the time, we don't know we're carrying those energies. It's kind of like, when you live in smog, you don't know that it's smog. It's just what you live with. And so we have very few times when we have a reference point for when we truly are clear and can see the sun and the blue sky and feel freed up and less burdened. And there just was a lot of heaviness coming into the class tonight. So we'll do a deep ceremonial cleansing. There's also a lot of earth changes going on. Just so much is going on with the earthquakes and the landslides and the cyclones, and it's actually affecting us. It's quite turbulent on the planet right now. And then enormous amount of solar activity is going on, powerful solar activity. So all of that is moving through us and rippling through us, rattling us in ways that we may not be aware of. And the only way we know how to interpret it is personally and close to the experience of our lives, when it may be a much greater experience, more planetary, more cosmic, and it's not so personal. In other words, you wouldn't interpret it as something you did wrong or created, but is the effect of all these planetary and cosmic energies rippling through, tearing through our lives and making themselves known so that we can begin remembering that we live in a greater atmosphere than our own little personal minds. Oh, Ananda, are you on?
Yes,
I will confess to being impacted by the news, and it as much as I would like to not feel the grief or not feel the tears, it's also seems like, okay, is that spiritual bypass? Because this is really happening, at least on this 3D level. And yeah, so I don't know. I have been unable to not react.
I think you're misinterpreting what I'm saying. I'm not saying that you wouldn't be impacted and that there aren't tragic things going on. It's not something you have to confess to. I think anyone who is spiritually sensitive would be impacted by what's going on. We're not dismissing it, we're not spiritually bypassing it, but how do you also come into ceremony so that you can actually do something about what's going on the planet? And coming into these types of ceremonies contribute tremendously to establishing more harmony and coherence in the consciousness of humanity. So it's not about spiritual bypass at all, but it's about including and being able to include in the space of your being that you actually are doing something and to help on every level, personally, as well as for humanity and the planet. And that in order to participate in a sacred ceremony, it requires some type of preparation. And so you can do that preparation even if you're feeling the heaviness of the world. Even if there's some type of personal event going on. And I would like everyone here to include in their identity that they're participants. Significant participants in a ceremony, and the value that of that ceremony is being really important. That you're fulfilling a part of your spiritual purpose by being here. And you get to learn and come in contact with the higher frequency of your own being. Ceremony is relegated so much to the background in our culture, unless it's just superficial ceremony. But truly deep transformative ceremony doesn't get much space. Go ahead, Ananda.
Well, that just provoked a huge sigh of relief, just hearing the affirmation that I don't know, I go back to the old schism in Buddhism between Hinayana and Mahayana. Do you want to get enlightened and escape the wheel of existence, or do you want to be helpful in terms of
everyone else. And it just, I have found myself, it's like, wait a minute, I'm trying to calm down and feel centered and clear, and I'm trying to feel that, but that's not what's happening. I'm feeling grief. So it's just nice to hear the affirmation again that yes, this is impactful.
Yeah, we're aligning with the ascension energies of the planet and the planetary consciousness and the ascension energies of the whole cosmic events. So we are adding more weight to that. We are bringing it, making it more active, powerful, aligned with what will serve humanity in the greater sense. And it's not necessarily easy. And sometimes creating the space, yeah, it just isn't possible due to whatever busyness there is. It's interesting, the transmission that's coming through right now, I'm hoping some of you can feel it. I'm going to try to describe it, but it's the ascended masters aligning our group with their frequency. And when I say ascended masters, it's all the illuminated beings. You know, we have these higher frequency intelligences and consciousness and beings that are waiting for us to join with them. You know, we think that they need to bestow some kind of grace on us to allow us in, but they want us to see them, to know them, and know that this level of consciousness exists. So it goes back and forth. We need to recognize them, and they need to recognize us to create a beautiful relationship. And that transmission is coming through right now. There's an aspect of spirituality and being engaged in enlivening your own spiritual nature, of having a sense of carrying that deeper human / divine divinity of your being. You know, if we're pretty much trained to be passive, you know, from our school system to every kind of power structure. And who is saying to you that your role is to carry, emanate, radiate, protect and preserve the deepest, most beautiful consciousness of a human being?
And when I say that, I'm not speaking to your ego or your mind, so that it gives you permission to say you're a spiritual teacher or something like that. It's speaking to your heart and enlivening something very deep and meaningful to bring more meaning and depth to our everyday lives. So, and I know I've shared this with one group at some point, but let's see, it would be probably about 45, 50 years ago when I was in a retreat with the Sufi master Pir Vilayet. And there were probably about 200 people there, maybe a few more. And he said to us, he said, "I'm looking out at this group, and you are all, every one of you, future carriers of a deep spiritual lineage and nature." When that's said to you, it wakes something up in you. Now, there's plenty of people running around being spiritual teachers right now, but this is deeper than that. This is whether you're an accountant, computer person, artist, or whatever, you're still aware that part of your purpose and mission in life is to hold a sacred space no matter what you're doing. And sometimes it's not going to feel like you're doing it, but you are. I mean, in the back, it might recede to the background, but it'll come forward again. I mean, life is really full of drama, so it can get overwhelmed. But deep within you, you might be able to resonate with what I'm saying here and allow yourself, without inflating the ego, but to somehow know within you that that is what you want to do in life. That holds a special value for you that you have to do to fulfill your life. And there's no slot for that. There's no definition of that in our culture. So it's not an identity with a name. It arises from deep within your heart. And there's a sense of integrity with it. And so it's very easy to mix it up with kind of ego stuff going on, with everyone becoming a spiritual teacher. On the internet. But if you allow it to just be its pure passion in you and pure knowing, and you start letting yourself carry that within you, how does that feel?
This is Laurie.
Mm-hmm.
Feels wonderful. And once again, I was literally writing about this, what you're saying, before class. And I was writing about the feeling, the experience inside of knowing my oneness with the divine. It's language that works with me, for me, and that I would like to move through my life, chopping wood, carrying water, tasks and responsibilities, with that awareness in the forefront. And because when I'm in that awareness, everything's fine, whatever it is that's going on. And I just, as I was listening to you speak, I flashed on a session with a client recently, and I was given the analogy of falling in love. And I said, you know how when you're falling in love, and no matter what you do, that is always there. So you can be doing anything in your life, but you have that sort of almost giddy energy, feeling, knowing that you're falling in love. And I said, what if that's how you moved through your life because you know that you are one with the divine? And so it was kind of fun to be given that analogy. It just sort of came through. But I'm glad it just came back up because it's fun. It's a fun, but I just thank you for once again speaking to, it's funny. This is like what often happens, probably more often, where I'm going through something and thinking about something, and then you articulate it in class. Every once in a while, there's something where you're speaking right at the edge of where I am, and so my head's kind of swirls, and I can't, my mind can't quite take it in, and I have to just wait. But I love this experience. I feel, I don't know, just in the right place. And I just want to say too that I really appreciate the things that you said at the beginning of class. Like I feel that gratitude that I have a place where the space is held, where I know that there's a, I don't know, clean energy, a purity of intention and space. And I appreciate the reminder because, like I can forget. Just I don't like engage in, the things that you asked us not to engage in, but I can just not be quite as connected to the reality that I am a participant and that this is a sacred space for us. So thank you for that too.
Thank you. What would it feel like? So, well, for instance, so every day I am very engaged in the transmission of this group. That is part of how I was taught to work in ceremony. So all week, even when we're not meeting, there is an attunement going on. And so, Laura, you're picking up on that. But it just because you leave tonight at like 9:30 or whenever, this circle continues. And it's very much alive. And I'm aware of maintaining the attunement for it. And I make space in my life to do that. So I definitely carve out hours of time to do that. And every time I write an email or every time I write something on the site, it's attuned to that, to the frequency of the class. So you have the opportunity
of being tuned in to the living transmission of our class every single second. And you don't have to worry about like being in a bad space or unhappy or mad or whatever. You're not going to bring the attunement down. But you do have the opportunity to be attuned. You need to be in harmony. And it's not with me, it's with the consciousness frequencies that are transmitted in ceremony. I'm someone who tends to those frequencies. Let's put it that way. And so when I invite you on a daily basis to take a 30 seconds to hold the group in light. And if everyone did that every day here, there would be a tremendous impact and positive healing impact for everyone in the group. But first, you have to think of yourself as someone who can tend to the energies of the group rather than as a passive attendee. That's how you begin learning how to tend the energy of a group. There's an experience there that opens you to higher guidance. And that's how you learn about this. It's not because you're taught about it directly. It comes through from your attunement. Tracy.
I just wanted to share what you were talking about earlier about the each one of us being that container. I had this such a beautiful felt sense of sacredness within me. Like just this like I have this beautiful little gift inside me I'm just nurturing and I'm tending to, and it just feels sacred. And it feels like I've been carrying this for as long as I can remember. Yeah, it was just a beautiful connection to it. So, yeah, thank you for re the reminder.
Yeah, and everyone here has been carrying it forever. And that transmission is coming through right now too.
Yeah, this is Mark. I could feel that this week in particular when I posted. When I was done posting it, it kind of felt very much as if there was a transmission of part of what I was saying. So it was a different sense. So I wasn't so much thinking and composing. I was doing some of that, but there was also a part of it that just felt like this is sacred space coming through me to the group. It felt different this week.
I've noticed that in the last re in many of your recent posts, Spark, that that's been coming through.
Yeah, it's a very, it's Well, it's very enjoyable, and it just has a different flavor to it, and it's comes from a deeper space, which is something I appreciate.
Can really feel it. Yeah, and the old paradigm and the structures of the spiritual world, there was always a levels that the students rose through. And you were defined by a certain level of evolution that a teacher could see. And basically, those steps or those levels in the Sufi path, they were initiations. It was each person maturing into their spiritual fullness. That's what those initiations and the interaction with the teacher and the transmissions that came through. I know it was the paradigm was that the transmission came through the teacher. And there was a, kind of a student, it was a student teacher relationship. And that ended. That paradigm ended. And, a couple of years ago. And the transmission comes directly to everyone. There's no person that it comes through. And it's a little harder because you have nothing to identify your stages of development with. And so it's a little more ephemeral. It's not feeding into an identity that you have. And so it has to come purely from the rising or the emerging of that coming through you and you tending it for yourself, but within a community. The community is very important, but the community is not there to give you an identity. It's there to support your emergence and allow for that. So the paradigm has shifted. And no one realizes that you're allowed to emerge, that that is what is being invited. It's like we're still in the old grading system. Did I get an A? And so we have been going through a big shift in the spiritual space here. So I give you all permission to emerge. Char, were you going to say something?
Yeah, I've been working. We left Cleveland and we are in Florida for 2 months. And we left behind all our stuff and we found a dog beach and a YMCA and we're doing nothing but walking the dog and exercising and meditating. And I have been listening to the class over and over and over and over and over, six, seven times a day, and sort of just living it and breathing it. And I have this incredible and feeling, Ananda, the same grief and oppression and fear that most of us are feeling. But listening to the group, listening to the meditation, and being in circle and in light with you all day, every day, the word that I'm using, the word that I'm feeling, and what I'm sensing is this incredible feeling of stabilization, like the deepening of the grounding to the point where I'm immobilized, solid, like a lighthouse. And I'm seeing this group standing in a line, shining light in this country, in the center of the country, for the rest of the country to see. It's just getting deeper and brighter and wiser every time we're together. So thank you guys. We're lighthouses. We're shining the light. It's what we're doing. It's what we're here to do. And it's home, absolute home. So, yeah, that's all I wanted to say.
Oh, that was such a gift, Char. Thank you.
Thank you all.
Okay, let's come into the circle. There's another transmission that wants to come through, but this transmission of awakening that sense of tending the ceremony is being activated in the group tonight. You know, we idealize some of the Native American or indigenous ceremonies without realizing how much each person is tending the ceremony. And it's not in a hierarchical way. It comes from the heart. Okay, so let's greet Mother Earth. In doing so, we are opening ourselves to the wisdom and infinite love of the totality. Oh, Carolyn, were you going to say something?
No.
Oh, okay. And it's possible for each one of us to be aligned and open and flowing with that infinite wisdom, love, and harmony. You don't have to be a spiritual teacher. You don't have to be anything. It is your birthright as a human. So already the transmission to release feeling deserving of your spiritual inheritance is coming through. And there's no one to compete with. It is collaborative, a collective, being guided by a greater wisdom. And we greet the spirit of the water, the living waters, the flow.
The energy that knows how to move through density, carrying the living spirit. The ecstasy. Of life's expression, the fertility, the generative power, and we greet the spirit of the fire, the light, the luminous flame within us. We're born with that luminous flame. It's within our essence. It lights the way for our creation. It precedes our creation and forms a center from which we manifest. We greet the spirit of the air. A life force that fans a flame. So, but prior to incarnation, we are a luminous flame of intelligence, of consciousness. And we greet the ether, the all-pervading life in space. And beyond that, we recognize that there is a consciousness that we rarely get to touch. But when we do, there's nothing that compares to it. It's when we know our eternal nature and all the different dimensionalities that that eternal nature can exist in, and we let go of our frozen self-comp concepts. So it's the beyond the beyond. And in this greeting, we are being purified. We are having rigid patterns and identities dissolving. Circulation improving on all levels. And the dance between the silence and the movement of life is in balance. This is a shattering experience. When I see it, I see densities as dense as obsidian dissolving. Dissolving around a pure essence that is wordless, but is filled with vibrating life. And we greet the directions. The east, the south, the west, the north, above and below, and within. And the directions in their sacred geometry form are living light, living frequency that precedes all manifestation. And so we leave behind the words, we leave behind the identity. And shift towards essence, lightness, flow. And silence and stillness. And during this transitional time that we're living through, we are being faced with all that has become rigid in our beliefs, in our bodies, in our nervous system, in our personalities. And these are being shattered. And it reminds me of the rocks that we bought for our grandkids and brought them home, and you take a hammer and open it and hit it, and it opens up to a geode, to glistening crystal consciousness. And we enter into the realm of direct experience, not mediated by words. And this is to make room for a new frequency that's coming into the planet, into humanity's sphere. And it's a frequency that every word I'm going to use, you're going to have an association for in the old frequency, but it's completely new. So it's hard to describe. First and foremost, it is light and kind. But it's not the kind of light and kind you associate with what you've known to date. It's a new kind of light and kind. It's loving, and it's fully alive. It's a different voice that is being transmitted and made available to us. Just letting the energy come in. So beware of associating it with any wonderful experience you've already had, because this hasn't been available. So it is a different frequency. A different voice within you. And it's a voice that you hear within you, that you speak to yourself and speak to the world, that completely rearranges all the atoms and molecules of your being into light. So those of you that remember the 60s, and you could feel the new voice that was coming in at that time, this is another evolution. Just allow the energy coming in here to carry you into a new space. And one of the first places you will notice this is in how you speak to yourself. That voice that is constantly vocalizing within you, evaluating, judging, assessing. That voice will begin to disappear, and a new voice will arise within. Allow yourself to feel the energy connected to the earth in luminous strands. Luminous rivers of light flowing through you, around you. Step into the fire, the flame of your heart, and let yourself be consumed. And even that can sound like old language, but the experience is a new experience. Maybe you can feel the frequencies coming through you and shifting your relationship to your body. Maybe you can finally hear and experience your body as living consciousness. Allow yourself to be absorbed into that living consciousness. And feel how happy your body is to be seen and recognized. To be known without encumbered thoughts and feelings, to be directly known. And the luminous beings are here and they're removing the cloak that has covered this up. Prevented us from knowing this directly. And maybe you can hear this new voice or sense the frequency of it. This is the voice of your new earth being. The old voice wants to cover it up, wants to just pipe in because that's what it's used to doing. And then you sit back and allow the streaming of these new frequencies to find a space within you. And it doesn't have any of the qualities of the old patterns. We don't have names for them yet. And maybe you can hear your old voice and what it would be saying now and how it felt, what its density was. So you can recognize it in contrast to this new energy. Most of the time, it was not a very loving, kind voice. Most of the time, the relationship with the body was contentious. This new frequency that's coming in, it's like a completely different symphony. In tones and notes that were beyond our comprehension until now, where it's opening up and becoming available. Veils upon veils are dissolving now. Nervous system reset is happening daily, as well as meridian shifts, cellular shifts, systems shifts. There was so much density that needed to be broken up to allow receiving this new consciousness. sense your environment, the natural environment around you, the outdoors, and the living light of nature. And just taking in that we forget that we're living in a community of consciousness that's very alive, and that we are not the center of. We're co-creators, collaborators, and if we allow in understanding that we live within a consciousness that's alive, vibrant, communicative, relational, and let's see if you can surprise yourself and hear a new voice within you. Maybe it's just a little bit outside of your awareness, but maybe you can just sense or taste or smell. Feel the fragrance of it wafting in. A freshness. Fragrance of a rose. And notice how if you apply any part of the mind, it starts to clamp down on the new frequencies. And that can be really very subtle too. If you start to feel a tension or oppressing or constraining. It's the more subconscious aspect of the mind holding on. Just drop below that if you can. Coming back to your seat and feet to flow. And notice how when the mind comes in, it starts shaping and constricting just because of its nature, not because it's bad. And what it feels like to be beyond the mind. In an embodied state. Here. I'm sure some of you can feel the constriction on your heads right now. See if you can drop down into your feet and seat and see if it'll release. So we're coming to the closing of this ceremony. And you don't have to know anything. There is a very deep attunement, transmission that occurred, and that will ripple through, integrate with you over time. That signature is that it will feel very new, very different, and even surprising. And you are directly connected to it. Those of you that are feeling the tightness in the crown chakra or the third eye, drop down to your seat and see if you can let go. Allow the energy to flow up through the crown, unconstrained by the mind. Allow the toroidal field to expand around you. Okay, so we are closing in the sense that we are acknowledging the ceremony. Ceremony never really closes or ends. We are now in a field of vibrating, living, transformative frequencies that will continue to transform us, and just allow that. You don't have to pay attention to it, but note when you sense something fresh and new and different and surprising. And it's even different than when you feel totally relaxed and your body feels free and you feel great. It's even a different experience than that. This is a new voice, a new consciousness coming in. So this was initiated for us tonight by us coming together by the guidance that brings us together. Many blessings. And let's see if each of us can just spend 30 seconds once a day seeing the group in light. And it can be very abstract, just a loving feeling, a visual, a joy that you share. That would be a blessing for everyone. So thank you for gathering tonight and bringing the light in your hearts together to create this space tonight. Blessings for all.